Chiqui.
Oh, hello, Chiqui.
Hello.
Hello.
I saw hello, Chiqui.
Hello, Chiqui.
Oh, hello, Chiqui.
Hello.
Hello.
You're all under arrest.
Hello.
Goodbye. Ta-da, Cheeky.
Hold it, minute. Hold it, hold it. Hold it, hold, hold hard.
Pardon?
What's going on?
Ah, oh, there you are, Tim. Went well, didn't it?
What did?
The show.
But all you said was hello and goodbye.
Yeah, but that went well, didn't it?
What's going on?
Tim, you probably didn't hear the announcement. The show's got to be a bit shorter this week.
Why?
Because, you see, what was the reason again, John?
Because, swine. Because they're expecting the world's longest motoring flash.
Rubbish. I've rumbled.
I've heard you.
This was the show I left you two to write when I went off to the Miss Frozen Turbot of Grimsby competition.
That's right. Who won, by the way?
I did, but that's neither here nor there. What happened to the show?
Well, it's a long and difficult story, Tim, so I'll let Barry tell you.
Well, we thought we'd break for a cup of coffee and decided to have it in Brazil and,
Do you honestly expect me to believe this?
No.
Then why is there no show?
I told you, because we're expecting the longest motoring flash in the world.
Huh! My foot.
What about it?
You're standing on it.
So are you.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Look, stop trying to sidetrack me. The longest motoring flash in the world. Oh.
Good evening. Here is the longest motoring flash in the world and sucks boo to Tim Brooke Taylor. Due to traffic congestion, motorists are asked to avoid the A1, A3, A4, A5, A9, B4078. How did you get in there, you cheeky little devil? A23, A27, A30.
Well, I don't care. I think we owe our listener a programme, written or not.
But, Tim, you can't...
Oh, can't I? Watch. Meanwhile, in the records office at Somerset House, hanging from a family tree.
Excuse me, do you keep records?
Yes, sir.
Have you got Frankie Vaughan singing behind the green door?
Charlie, bung us a death certificate, will you?
You what?
Don't worry, I'll come over and fetch a couple myself.
Well, get out and take your 34 children with you.
And next, in our constant search for new talent, we present Miss Eloise Grunion, who spits cherry stones into an enamel saucepan to a Latin American tempo. So take it away, Eloise, and now bring it back and spit into it. I'm sorry, Eloise, the teeth have fallen out again. Can you come back next week?
The A103, A59, B7584, Kilburn High Road, the little alley down the side of Auntie Edie's house in Poplar.
Coming home all hours smelling of booze, I'll have your guts for garters.
Leave him alone, Mum.
Who wants to come home and look at you, you old boot?
That was an extract from A Family at War.
Hello?
Hello. Major General retired here. You trying to take the mickey out of war?
Certainly not, sir.
Should hope not. Damn fine thing, war. Do with another one. Get those young chaps out of Eton and Harrow and make men out of them.
What happens if they get their brains blown out?
Well, they can always go back to Eton and Harrow.
Hello?
Hello, it's Headmaster of Eton here, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Right then. Here, do you want any cut file tickets, clothing coupons?
Clothing coupons? Where have you been for the last 25 years?
Looking for a phone box that works. Anyway, if you do want anything, you know, don't go away, I'll phone you back in 25 years.
And now, free with this week's Hello Cheeky, a course on etiquette.
How to address a king.
A king must always be addressed as Your Majesty or Sire.
How to address a princess?
A princess must always be addressed as Your Royal Highness or Ma'am.
How to address an envelope?
An envelope must always be addressed as Hey You or Gummy Bum.
And finally, how to address a queen? Fill in that silence with not more than 10 words and send it to us, care of Hello Cheeky, enclosing a stamped and addressed princess.
Do not address the princess as Gummy Bum unless you want a right royal left-hander. Hello?
Hello? One is a princess who, for obvious reasons, cannot give one's name. And one would like to point out that one does not give right royal left-handers.
Come on, Gummy Bum, we'll be late for the horse trials.
Doctor, doctor, my indigestion's playing me up again. I've got terrible wind.
Here, take a spoonful of this. Manners?
Sorry.
55, A33, A107, A, you're adorable, B, you're significant. Hello, Huey, if you're listening. B407, B8193.
Well, now, Hamish McNasty has just come into the studio. He's been to see the UEFA Cup game between Arsenal and Benfica, and here he is with a report.
Bang.
Thank you, Hamish. In the 3A's championship this afternoon, two of the finalists of the vest pulling were disqualified for running 400 metres.
Enough of this rubbish. Wonderful Dennis King here. Hi, fans. While these buffoons prattle on, I'll play you some of the superb melodies I've written. Because I'm a composer, you know. I wrote the Black Beauty theme. That's mine. It's fantastic, isn't it? Have you seen the show? That's no horse, that's me in a skin, you know. No, you know, it's so realistic that every time my sister hears it, she gets hay fever.
Mr. King?
Yes?
I'm from the Performing Writers Society. I've got a complaint.
What?
You're not performing right.
Well, I'm from the Musicians Union and I've got a complaint.
What is it?
Why, are you a doctor?
In the frontier times, when a man would kill for nickels and dimes, an old prospector rolled into town. His hair was gray and his teeth were brown. A mighty strange tale was what he told. It wasn't of Indians, it wasn't of gold, but he said that he'd be a millionaire with a life free of worry, a life free of care. His name was Ezekiel Josiah Kincaid. He showed all the boys the thing that he'd made. They all gathered round and said, bless my soul, what you call it? He said, the sausage roll. Kincaid, the man who made the sausage roll. Some folks laughed and some folks jeered, but there were many who stood and cheered and said Kincaid would change the West, that little old man with the gravy-stained vest. A man with a vision of what things should be, of a land where a man could be really free. A land where a man could really do the things that a man has just gotta do. And folks fell on their knees and prayed and shouted the name of E.J. Kincaid, the man who finally reached his goal and opened up the West with the sausage roll. So when the sun sinks low and it's time for chow and you eat your chuck, just remember how there once was a man with an ace in the hole, and he walked tall and made the sausage roll. Kincaid, the man who made the sausage roll.
Call it Coney's pasty, toad in the hole, anything but stew.
For those of you who think I sounded like Barry Cryer in that song, I can't help it, I've not been well.
A307, B498, the town centres of Egham, Banbury and Ham, Spaghetti Junction, steak and chips twice and a pot of tea for two.
North Circular, Kingston Bypass.
Home hints for handyman, number 4,000,000,000, quintillion zillion, 500,408. Or, to put it another way, number 3.
How to double the size of your living room.
Move to a bigger house.
And this is my royal decree. Whomsoever shall cut off and bring to me the head of the dragon who plagues my kingdom, to him will I give my daughter's hand in marriage.
Sire!
Yes, good night.
I've just seen your daughter. If I cut her head off, can I marry the dragon?
And now looking forward to programmes tonight on BBC One. At 7 o'clock, the Harry Secombe Show with guests Cilla Black and Lulu. At 7.30, the Lulu Show with guests Cilla Black and Harry Secombe. At 8 o'clock, the Cilla Black Show with Lulu and Harry Secombe. At 9.30, a Secombe called Ironside. 10.15, the Cilla Black of the Day, followed by the Lulu Forecast read by Graham Parker. How did he get in there?
On BBC Two, a new panel game in which members of the audience are asked to guess who Lady Barnet is. This will be followed by film night in which Philip Jenkinson will spit over the camera a lot. After this, he will show us a couple of clips and then put them back in his hair. Following this heady excitement, programmes continue in a lighter vein with a special Show of the Week starring Harry Secombe, Cilla Black and... Oh, this is rubbish. Turn over to the other side.
Would you believe it?
The world's long-distance swimming record is held by Lisa Garotti, a very successful call girl from Venice.
Barry, I fail to see the humour of that.
What?
A switchboard operator being a good swimmer.
We didn't say a switchboard operator, Tim. We said a call girl.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Isn't it?
Tim, a call girl is somebody you call.
Yeah.
When you're lonely.
Oh. When I'm lonely, I call Mummy. Does that mean she's a call girl?
Watch it, Timmy.
Sorry, Mummy.
He's in a world of his own.
Now he's gone, I want to tell you. I went to one of those topless massage parlours last night.
What happened?
I paid them £4. A girl with no head came in and gave me a massage.
How could she see where she was? No, I won't go into that. I'll go into this. Good morning. Have you an impression of Stan Laurel?
I'm sorry, sir. The last one's just gone. How about W.C. Fields?
Can I try it on?
Try it on with me, my little cactus flower, and I'll summon an officer of the law.
No, it's a bit tight, I'm afraid.
How dare you, sir? I'm sober as a judge.
Well, I've got a slightly shop-soiled Tommy Cooper going cheap.
Cheap. Just like that.
Will that do?
No, it's too long in the leg. Tell you what, have you got a Max Bygraves?
No, we only do comedians. Hello?
I'll tell you a little story. About the letter you're going to get from our solicitors.
I've told you not to phone me at work, darling.
Is there another impression shop round here?
Yes, straight across the road. You can't miss it. It looks exactly like this one.
Thank you.
Before you go, sir, this week we're giving all our customers the gift of a free meanwhile.
Oh, thank you.
Meanwhile, in Epping Forest, just inside a fairy ring.
I am Fairy True Love. And I wish you all happiness in whatever you do.
I am Fairy Good Heart, and I wish you all brotherly love to spread throughout the land.
I am Detective Sergeant Grimwald, and I wish you all to accompany me to the station. Great load of fairies.
Here is a news flash. Archaeologists digging in London today uncovered virtually intact a doctor's surgery from the time of Roman Britain. They have dated it very specifically at 56 AD, because in the waiting room was a copy of Punch dated 55 AD.
Hello, cheeky first. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to put Kung Fu on your radio sets.
You do, and you'll clean it up yourselves.
Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, Kung Fu on radio.
Ah! Oh, yeah, oh, 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 oh.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Donny Osmond fan club to order.
Children are warned not to try and do what we have just done because you feel it right. Burke.
Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. What strange eyes you've got, my dear.
And now here is that lovable Cockney character, Monty Odbin, conducting lovable Cockney interviews in a lovable Cockney street.
Ian, what do you do when you go to bed at night?
Well,
Shut up. Do you read books? Do you listen to wireless?
Actually,
shut up. Do you do rude things?
Well, it's not...
Shut up when I'm talking. You married?
Well, no, I'm not actually.
I'm not surprised, ugly cow like you. Shut up! Oh, you wasn't saying nothing. If you was lovable and cheeky like me, you'd be married. Back to the studio.
And back here in the studio...
Shut up!
Oh. Monty will be back tomorrow, but after that, the week will get a lot better. Hello?
Shut up! Oh.
You knit my sweaters, you knit my socks, you knit my scarves and you knit my frocks. You knit my mittens, you knit my gloves, you knit woolly kittens, you knit turtle doves. My love, what can I say but you knit.
That doesn't sound right, but then I'll try again.
Be oh so lovely, be oh so divine, be oh so charming, but be mine. Be oh so tempting, be oh so demure, be oh so wicked, be oh so pure. My love, what can I say but be oh.
No, that doesn't work. I think I'll try Latin American.
Bum, 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 titty, bum.
Oh, forget it.
Excuse me, I'm collecting for Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, very well. Here's 5p.
Oh, good. I've got enough to buy him now.
Would you believe it?
A hummingbird recently captured in the jungles of Brazil didn't know one single number by Lionel Bart.
True. Not funny, but true.
Thank you for that applause. I've got a bird in a cage at home.
Budgerigar?
No, a girl with big knockers. Every time she turns round, she knocks a ladder over, rings a bell and misses a mirror up. Mind you, she's a glutton for the cuttlefish.
We've got a pet snail at home.
Really?
Haven't seen the wife for 3 months. She's taking it walkies.
You're not married.
I haven't got a snail either, but I'll do anything for a cheap laugh.
John, why aren't you married?
Nobody's ever asked me.
You're supposed to ask them.
Oh. Hey, missus, will you marry me?
John, that's my wife.
Well, I'm not choosy if she's not.
I say, you chaps, what's going on?
Barry, will you marry me?
No, John, only females.
You keep out of this.
How would I make out with Dennis, then?
Not too sure about that.
Hi, fans.
Dennis, will you marry me?
Bye, fans.
Dennis, just a minute. Could you have a word with the drummer and see how he's fixed?
Oh, Tim, we've got to get him married off. We've got to find him Mr. Wright.
That'll do no good. He married the Beverly Sisters.
What about the tea lady?
I didn't know there was anything between her and Billy Wright.
No, there isn't.
Oh.
She's got a thing going with Terence Rattigan.
Good Lord.
Shh. He's coming back.
Oh, yes.
Hello,
oh.
Everyone. I'd like to announce my engagement to several pans people I met in the lift.
Congratulations. I hope it lasts.
Don't think it will. They're non-stick pans.
Oh, terrible.
When's the wedding?
We're going to be married on Top of the Pops by Jimmy Savile in a funny hat.
I was married in Hannigan's Trust Boutique. Well, when I say married, it was a rainy lunch hour and I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Funny you should say that, Tim.
Bless you, Barry. By the way, I thought that line of yours was quite good too.
Oh, which was that?
Second show, first series.
Oh, you mean when I said, George the Third here, I'm being followed. Who by? George the Fourth.
That's the one. They don't keep, do they?
No.
Cheadle Bypass, Lower Regent Street, Watling Street, Sesame Street, Jack and Nori, Blue Peter, and by God, I fancy Leslie Judd. Manchester Ring Road, Mersey Tunnel.
Ladies and gentlemen, many times we in Hello Cheeky have broken new ground. So often that tonight we're going to break some old ground. Therefore, with Pride and Prejudice, Hope and Keen, and Sausage and Mash, a simultaneous transmission of Play of the Week, Horatio and Emma, Going for a Song, and Match of the Day. Cop that lot again or you'll miss the jokes. Horatio and Emma,
Going for a Song,
and Match of the Day.
Lord Nelson, I'd like you to meet Lady Hamilton. She's the
right half of Fulham, who've been having a bad time this season and haven't won a game since
the late 18th century. It doesn't seem to be in very good condition.
That's probably because you've been at sea for some time. Your manners please me, sir.
And your looks please me, ma'am. I'm a blunt man.
With a pointed top.
And wearing the number 9 shirt. It's an unaccustomed position for him.
On top of a tall boy. There hasn't been a lot about recently.
Because my husband's away in Rome.
Ma'am, to a sailor, time is of the essence. Come with me to my chambers.
Which have very pretty red roses round the handle.
And there we will make love.
Changing ends at half time.
And you won't find many craftsmen with that sort of dedication nowadays. Your modern workman will knock one off in 5 minutes.
That kind of relationship would not satisfy me, Horatio. What I want is
22,000 spectators all undercover.
You're my kind of woman, Emma. The fire in the eyes, the pride in the stance.
The hallmark on the bottom. If you look here, these scratches and indentations on the legs were made by
Norman Hunter, who's had a pretty clean game, apart from a minor skirmish in the first half, which left Alan Mullery with
one eye and one arm, but a heart as big as a
Victorian commode. They were built to last and made with enough strength to
kick
Lord Nelson
in the penalty area.
You know how to hurt a man, Emma. Can't you see that I have a
hinged lid and a false bottom? Quite a pretty little thing, but not worth a penny more than
£350,000, but he certainly proved his worth today with
the most divine bout of lovemaking I have ever experienced.
I agree, and so
now for the action replay. As the ball comes across, you can just see
Max Robertson placing the Ming vase
with the inside of his left foot just underneath
Lady Hamilton's heaving bosom.
Yes, the crowd like that, but the referee is consulting one of the linesmen and seems to be saying,
I love you forever, darling. Although I've heard it said that you're
easy, 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 easy.
So it is with a 4-goal lead, the entire Leeds team are toying with...
Your voluptuous figure, which always makes me think of...
An old puff covered in velvet. They're lovely, aren't they? All the delicacy and charm of...
Billy Bremner with a nosebleed. Before the game, Don Revy, who had spent 15 minutes with his players in the dressing room, came out and said...
I never knew it could be like this. I always thought it was...
Circular with bells on it. If you shake it, there's a delightful tinkling.
But he's back on the field now and looking much happier.
But my smiles will turn to tears, for when you go, it won't be the same.
With only 10 men.
And a sort of Elizabethan fire extinguisher. You just pull this out...
No, Horatio, please don't!
There's only 2 minutes before the final whistle. The referee's already looking at his...
Codpiece. Which was used in olden times for...
Holding up the trophy. What an experience. Norman Hunt has lifted the lid and...
There's something here inside, Emma, that tells me we will not meet again. If so, whoever you may meet, please remember.
Never take a penny less than £5 for it.
So, with the final score...
Lady Hamilton.
Four.
Arthur Negus.
Nil, it's back to the...
Battle of Trafalgar.
Good night.
Sayonara, ticket.
This programme was written and performed by Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor and John Junkin. Music by the Dennis King Trio. And the programme was produced by David Hatch.